This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Eyewitnesses said there was smoke trailing behind the Ethiopian Airlines plane that crashed on Sunday, killing all 157 people on board. Ngusu Tesema said when they got to the site of the crash, they saw human body parts and documents scattered everywhere. He said there were a lot of Kenyans in the plane. I saw identification documents of a university student from America. I saw pictures of Ethiopians and Chinese people, and we handed these documents over to the police. Another witness, Gadisa Bente, said the plane was hovering as fire came from its tail. The pilot tried to lift the nose of the plane before it went down. He went on, when it passed over our house, the nose pointed down and the tail raised up. It went straight into the ground with its nose. It then exploded. We came running here. The plane was burning and there was a lot of smoke. Sunday's flight left the airport in Addis Ababa just after 8:30 a.m. Passengers from 35 countries were on board. At least 20 of the passengers were headed to the annual assembly of the UN Environment Program in Nairobi, Kenya.
The UN Secretary General, Mr. Antonio Guterres, has sent out a poignant message of condolences to everybody, not just the UN staff, the crew of the flight, all other nationalities which are on the plane. Every person that lost his or her life has a loved one left behind who will be mourning this loss forever.
That was a UN spokesman. Ethiopian Airlines has grounded its fleet of Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets following the deadly crash. This is VOA News. The White House on Monday unveiled a more than $4 trillion government spending plan for 2020. In it, President Donald Trump's request for another $8.6 billion for his signature project, construction of a wall on the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart illegal immigration. The new request is on top of the nearly $7 billion Trump has ordered to be used to build a wall under his state of emergency declaration. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow telling Fox News Sunday, the situation at the southern border can't be ignored.
It's a crisis of economics. It's a crisis of crime and drugs. It's a crisis of humanity. We have to be much tougher and have more constructive immigration policy, which we will be developing over a period of time.
Opposition leader Senator Chuck Schumer says the president tried this once with Congress and was unsuccessful.
President Trump hurt millions of Americans and caused widespread chaos when he recklessly shut down the government to try and get an inexpensive, ineffective wall, which he always said Mexico would pay for.
The budget also calls for a big boost for the Pentagon and a 5% cut in non-military programs. The U.S. on Monday sanctioned a Moscow-based bank for its support of Venezuela's embattled President Nicolas Maduro and the country's state-controlled oil industry. The bank is jointly owned by Russian and Venezuelan state-owned companies. The sanctions are the latest effort by the administration of President Trump to try to force out Maduro. Clashes and fierce fighting continued Monday in northeastern Syria. U.S.-backed forces say their final assault on the Islamic State terror enclave of Baghouz is underway. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces said IS militants are fighting back with suicide bombers and damaged an SDF minesweeper. Writing on Twitter, he said the fighting has killed one SDF member and wounded four others. An Indonesian woman held in Malaysia on suspicion of assassinating the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother was released from detention Monday. The High Court discharged Siti Aisyah without an acquittal after Malaysian prosecutors withdrew the murder charge without giving a reason. Aisyah spoke to the media. She says, "I feel very happy. I didn't think that today would be the day of my freedom." We have more on this story on VOANews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.